It was by the Rosh Hashiva, Tes Adar Hitov Shin Mem Vav, February 18, 1986, and Tuesday.
Im Trinken wie der Himmel, in Kubas habe ich jetzt. Weiß ich nicht, there are two simoni that have to be cut. The Schritte. What are the two simoni? The Beishet and the Gargeres. Beishet is the esophagus. And Gargeres is the windpipe. These have to be cut. Suppose there is a perforation, a naked culture in the esophagus, then it's straight. Psukas a Gargeres. But the windpipe, a naked culture doesn't even match with the behemoth. Only if it is separate, if the major portion of the circumference of the windpipe, let's say, you have here the windpipe. So if the major portion of the windpipe is severed, so then it's straight. But suppose there is a slight naked into the hollow of the gargaris of the windpipe, it's not straight. Veishet, just a slight naked. As long as it's not with the chlole of the veishet, so it's straight. Nikap kum shomeach, the bread. So it has membrane. There's two membranes. You more discuss it. If the membrane around the brain is perforated, so then it's straight. Nit kavaleh with this chlole. Suppose in the heart, in the membrane of the heart, there is a cavity, and it pierces through into the halal of the heart. So it's straight. The important thing is nitzakachuchalo, not nitzakachuchalo. But usually, how is the spinal cord severed? Because it breaks the spine. So the spinal cord is severed. But the important thing is not the break in the spine, but the severance in the spinal cord. Now, when you see the list of prayers, so you might be surprised, because certain things the Mishnah mentioned as prayers. Any naked in the rear, in the lungs, so is prayers. And then the liver, we know the liver, without the liver, a person cannot live. So only when is it reife, if it's nitra kovet, and nishtaya mene klum, then there is a machlekes in Gemara. Suppose it's nishtaya less nekazayis, so there is one says that it's also reife, and one said, as long as the mashu is left of the liver, so then it's not safe. So then you might be surprised that for all the liver, an injury in the liver, that's one of the most serious things. But these are based upon halacha Mishneh Sinai, and we cannot base it upon what doctors say, you know, what is more serious, what is less serious. Now, for example, Nitlach lois, if the kidney is removed, so not only if one kidney is removed, even if both kidneys are removed, it's not right. You ask anybody, that one kidney, there are so many people who have only one kidney, and they live a long life with one kidney. But both kidneys, how could one live? But still, the halacha is nitra hakloi is kshayot. So in other words, don't base it upon what doctors say. This is what the Rambam says. It's based upon halacha mishnah. Nit rakom nishtayim neklum horei shenikvo ishachoso. So if the lung was perforated, a perforation, a naked in the lung, makes the behemoth painful. Oishachoso. Suppose there is no perforation, but it was diminished, and one mandama says that chisom bikni is habe chisom, and I think we passed a choschom bikson bikni is habe chisom. So even though there is no nekef whatsoever, we passed like that, but there is just a diminution in the lung without the perforation. So it's also fake. Rav Shimon Einer, Achitinoki, Klipeis, Amsipteneis. In other words, the just the naked by itself is not much of the Beine, the naked in the lung. But only the naked is towards the tubes. Which tubes? Simpteneis are tubes. Which tubes? Now there was a Dr. Katzenauer. He was a Talmid of Rav Lizer Talzer. And he was a big Talmid for him. And he was his oil kosher. But then, after he learned in the old Talzer, about 100 years ago, by Rav Lizer Talzer, so he went to Germany, he studied medicine, and then he became a big doctor. So he was a big Talmid for him. And many people told me, I remember as a child, so someone who knew Rav Lizer Talzer, I mean, 50 years ago, told me, who knew Rav Lizer Talzer, and knew Dr. Katzenauer, that Rav Lizer Talzer was Mechabe Dr. Katzenauer. So you can understand that he was not, you know, a doctor in Avarian. He was a doctor, a king, and he was a different talker. And Rav Lizer Talzer, Talmud Rav Lizer Talzer, he wrote the book, HaTalmud V'Chochmah Sorokim. HaTalmud V'Chochmah Sorokim. I know that Dr. Fred Rosner was working on translating that book, portions of it, of the whole book, whether he finished it or not, I don't know. It's a very, very good book, HaTalmud V'Chochmah, to translating it into English. So I haven't heard whether he finished it. So he says that this asymptomatous means the bronchial tubes. The bronchial tubes. So according to Rav Shimon, the Shemik for Stam is not right. Only if the naked is towards the bronchial tubes. Nikva Kevo. Now in the Behene. In the Behene, so They are four stomachs. Maybe not like a human being, they have one stomach. But the Behine has four stomachs. It's four stomachs, and the earth of Behine is when she eats, when the Behine eats food. So it goes down, and then it brings it up again, it chews its cut, it's maligere. The Behine tail is maligere. It chews its gut, cut, and then it swallows it again, and then it goes down into the other stomach. But in the behemoth, they are four stomachs. So the first stomach that joins the esophagus. So that's called Kerz in English. So it's called, I think, the first stomach, or some stomach, so it's the first stomach, I think so. Maybe there's another one. Then from the keres, it goes into the Besa cases. The English name for the Besa, that's the second stomach. The English name for Besa cases, I think, is reticulum. And then, from the second stomach, it goes into the hemsis. The English name for it is Amasis. possibly there's a connection with the same word, hemesis and mimesis. Possibly, I don't know. I don't want to say. But the third stomach is mimesis. And then from the mimesis, it goes into the fourth stomach, the maw, M-A-W. That's kevah. So the first stomach is keres, the second stomach is besakesis, the third stomach is hemses. Some say it's called hemses because in the third stomach it is really ground up into tiny pieces, you know, the digestion process. So hemses, you know, like means crushing, you know. That's why it's called hemses. And all kinds of stuff. But anyway, it's called hemses. And then there's the third stomach. And from the third stomach it goes into the fourth stomach. That's kevah. And that in English is called, I think, the maw, M-A-W. And then into the intestines. The daki, small intestine, large intestine. And then it comes out through the excretion phallus, the excretion process. So it says nikva kevah, the false stomach has a neket, it's right. Nikva mo, the gallbladder. So that's called mo. So if there is a neket in the gallbladder, so it's right. Nikva mo. I mean, you can test. Nikva mo, gallbladder, a neket in the gallbladder is right. And the neket in the liver is not right. You ask a doctor, he'll tell you. It's a much more serious condition when there is a neket in the liver than a neket in the gallbladder, but it's not based upon that. It's based upon the halacha medicine. Even though the more straight and high, we'll discuss it. We'll discuss it. Nikva daki. If there is a neket, a perforation in the intestines. Hakeres hapnime shen nikva. It's a daki. Includes everything, the small intestine and the large intestine, all the intestines, you know. Scientists today, so they classify small intestine, large intestine. But in the Gemara, daking is killing everything. Small intestine, large intestine, everything. Hakeres hapnimi shenikvo. That's the first stomach. Hakeres hapnimi shenikvo. Oy shenikra reibachitzeino. Now, what is keres hapitzeino? So there is a machlokes in the Gemara, it's not our only yet, we don't have to spend time now. So there are all kinds of this in the Gemara itself. In the Gemara itself. So whatever it is, there is a keres hapitzeino, the inner stomach, and there's the first stomach. And there is the keres hapitzeino. I mean, I don't want to go over the whole Gemara, so we won't be able to discuss anything else. And then there is the chitzeno, whatever it is, the chitzeno. So if the keres hapnimi is the inner stomach, which is the first stomach, so just the neket passes it. But the outside, one thing is sure, whatever it means, but since it's called keres hapnimi, it is reference to the outside of the stomach, the outside. Which part of the outside, that's a machlokes. But one thing is sure, it is reference to the outside. To the outside. So mele, so neket won't be much of it. But only if it's torn in the major portion of the stomach. So just the neket is not much of it. But in the inner stomach, even if a naked mash is much of it. Rav Yehuda Imeir and the Paschal have it. Hagdeilo tepach veyaktano. In other words, deilo ktano doesn't mean beimo gasol, beimo dako. But like this, there is, you know, beimos are classified in beimo gasolis, like a bull, you know, a cow, and beimo dakos, like goats, you know, sheep. That's beimo dako. But here it doesn't say gasol dako, gas dako. It says deilo ktano means share, but there is a big share and there is a baby share. So have they law a big baby? So if it's torn to the extent of the tepa, is the external terrace, the stone in the size of the Devar, even though it's much less than Hope. It's a big bull, so it's a minor, it's a meal of the Kazakhstan. So it's already three for the pastor. But Akhtana suppose it's a baby share. So then the rov might be less than a tefah. So if it's stone be rube, even though it's less than a tefah, even though it's only half a tefah, the tail. So it's also great. Hem says, so it's a case of shemik fully chut. So then it is three for the third stomach is nika, it's three. And this a case is, I'm sorry, the second, now the third stomach. Hem says, the first one, this a case is the second stomach. Why does he mention Hem says before this a case? After all, Hem says is the third, all right. So Hem says, so because the case is shemik fully chut. So it's also free. Not from Nagar. If it fell off a certain height, what it means a certain height, let's say 10 fucking height. So then it's free. Now, as far as all the other places are concerned, so it's free for under all circumstances. Let's say. Even though we see that the behemoth breathes the naked in the neck or the naked in the lungs, keeps on jumping and all day, it's still fresh. Mashenke vis-a-vis the three for Nifulo of Noflom Nagard, so there are certain circumstances when it's not free. In other words, Minastam, not from Nagag, is right. Why? Because we are Cheshish for Risukivor. For Risukivor. The Rambam says in the Tesnu Hashrita Alochachesh, Nifulo Keitzat, Harei Shenofla Abhimu Mokin Goveya, Shegidi Asorot Vochim, O Yesa, Vinisrasik Iva Mevareo, Harei Zutreiko. So it's not the Nifilo per se that makes it right. Why should Nifilo per se make it right? But Nifilo creates the passage, the Choshe, in our minds, maybe the one of the internal organs was nisrasik. The chitzat wa risuk se she yisreitzi to eiver viyechle machmas anefilo ache tipsa to rose vitore. From Rashi it's mashma that risu kivori means detachment. If a behemoth fell off a certain height, then we have to anticipate possibility as a result of the fall, so one of the internal organs was detached from its place of juncture. But that's Rashi's pshat in risu kivori. But the Rambam pshat is not detached from its place of juncture. For she is reitzi so iver biyechle machasam filo ache tiksat so rosei vitoare. Maybe it was shattered. One of the internal organs was injured, shattered, as a result of the fall, so that the tzure was destroyed. What does the Rambam mean by tzure? What does the Rambam mean by tzure? I wish I had a Rambam, because you see that here, yeah. The expression tzure is a philosophical term, and we don't find it in the Rambam many times. In the Rambuchim or in the Chassidat Hilel, he keeps on talking about Gilon and Tzure. So there, but in the other halachas, sometimes in Chometz Matzah mentions Tzuras HaChometz. In other words, if a garment was washed, let's say, with grain starch, so you're not even about the oil, about the mochi. And sometimes you get, the shirts back from the laundry, so you can even see on the colors. I only see it on the colors. On the colors, you see particles of starch. Why that from the colors? I don't know. Or on the other parts of the shirt, I never saw particles, the starch powder. But on the colors, I always see it. So now this starch usually is corn starch. That's kidney as this one comes. But suppose it is washed with grain starch. So you're not even on motzi, it's not a sabanoya, you're allowed to wear the shirt on Pesach. So the Rambam says the Ravid explains it on the basis of Nishumachia's Kaya. But the Rambam mentions other aloha. Nifsatzurosa. So here you have where the Rambam uses the expression tzure in aloha. Like this, the Rambam talks about tzure in philosophy, in the Bukhim, I tell you, Gelon tzure is so form, that means, Gelon means matter and tzure is form. But in aloha, he very seldom uses the expression tzure. But in Chometz Matzah, here he also uses the Russian tzure. I think that it has the same meaning as in the philosophical sense that the Rambam defines it in Siddhat Heor. The Rambam defines it in Siddhat Heor and in Buchim that what is Tzure? Tzure is form. So in other words, let's say I have a watch. Sometimes, you buy for children a toy watch. It looks exactly just outside. I never inspected the insides, I don't know. But the outside looks exactly the same. But it has the Gelon of the watch. The Gelon. But it doesn't have the form of the watch. The form consists in the function potential of the keler. So every keler has a certain function potential. Let's say a knife. What's the function potential of a knife? It cuts. But if you have a knife, it can cut. So it's a Gelon Belitzur. A watch that stopped. You have to wind it. Suppose it stopped and you didn't wind it. It has the Gelon of the watch. But it doesn't have the tzur of the watch. It doesn't have the function potential of the watch. So it's Gelon Belitzur. So tzur means the function potential. Now what is the tzur of Adam? The intellect, the conscience. This is what distinguished, that's what the Rambam says, that's the Tzuras Odom. Tzuras Odom is the intellect and the conscience, the ability to distinguish between true and false and between right and wrong. That's the thing that distinguishes a human being from an animal. is with an animal. So that's the tzoras ova. Briefly, tzora means the functioning potential. So here, the Rambam means it in the same sense. According to Rashi, means just detachment from its place of juncture. In other words, we are afraid as a result of the fall, maybe the spleen or any other organ was detached from its place of juncture. Many times it happens as a result of fall. So, and then, what the Rambam says, Horisuk sheyisreitzi tzoreiver, that they were shattered, v'yechle machmasan atitit posi tzurosi v'teyar. In other words, as a result of that risuk, so the function potential of the eater is affected. So, the halacha is, v'chei, so when do we have the trait of nifulo, either in the case of a fall from a height of 10 tfachim or more, see, 10 tfachim, according to one sheet, is 40 inches. So, or more, or So in other words, so in two situations we apply the trait of Nipulo, either in the case of Nipulo from the height or in the case of Hakosh, somebody, let's say, will push the behemoth. As the behemoth is standing, he'll push it, you know, on the floor, the way the wrestlers do to human beings. If it's done to behemoth, the behemoth will become faithful. And sometimes the wrestlers die also from the hakoye, even though they're not dropped on height, he just pushes them, you know. I don't know why the law in the United States allows such barbaric practices. So I don't think that's going to catch. You can't say anything against sports. Sports is still for Russia. So the Rambam says that Trisuki Bor means she is ready to either the Yechle Machmasam Pila to the Tosit Rosi Vitar. Now, so that's why we say like this. The Himo, the Gemara says, the Himo Shemofo Nagak im Holcho in Chesha Shemo. You see, other traitors, it makes a difference. If there is a naked in the lung, so does it make a difference whether the behemoth is lying down and can't walk, or the behemoth keeps on jumping? Even if it keeps on jumping the whole day, it doesn't become tired. If it has a naked in the lung, it's straight. I think it might be full, or suppose it fell off a certain height and then it starts walking with ease. So then it's not right, it's with a bachel. We don't have to wait anything. Nothing at all. Why? Because Nifulo is treated because of the possibility of risk evolving. But if it keeps on walking as if nothing happened, so obviously there was no risk evolving. So then, not for in Alochi test, the Rambam says, the other Alochi make no. Not for in Adar Veloyondo, suppose it fell off from a certain height, but it cannot walk, it cannot stand up. So then, there's a Shoshe, maybe there was a Visugibol, or Ayat, it can't walk, it can't stand up. So, also, Lishre Deitso, Achetisha Meisle. So then, it's not like other traitors. Other traitors are traitors, definitely, and absolutely, under all circumstances. But here, even if it's loyal, though, so if you let us stay for 24 hours and he doesn't die, the Mshachar Vishir Zman are in the traitor. if he slaughters it after 23 hours, let's say, Ukshashechet is Achameis Reis, Tzrichot Gikat Moshe Be'am. Moshe Be'am. So, if you inspect it and you see all the, and you observe all the internal organs, and you see that there was no Isuk, there was no Isuk, whatever Isuk means, so then it's changed as long as it survived for 24 hours. So, you only have it in this trefe of the fuller, in other trefes. The fact that it survived for 24 hours doesn't mean anything. If it's a valid trefe, if we know that it has a naked in the reye, even if it survived for more than for 12 months and 10 years, so it's also trefe. When do we say that if it survives for 12 months, it's mutaris? When there is a sofik. But when it's a badai, so practically all the shame say that even if it survives for 50 years, the Rashba says, so it's still trefe. But the trefe of Nifulo, if it survives, so if it stands up, it starts walking, or it stands up by itself, you know, without any help, we need, so then we don't have to watch it for 24 hours. And nothing, but it can stand up, it can walk with this, and it survived for 24 hours, then we can shecht it, and if we inspect it and we don't find any risu kivori in the internal organs, any injury in the internal organs, so then it's mitarbat. So that's the only place. That's why I took the time to explain. Nishtabo Reitzalisel. Suppose the ribs broke, and most of the ribs broke. So then either is it breaking one rib on two ribs, then doesn't matter, but if Reitzalisel, most of the ribs in the spine broke, so then it's straight. Udrusasasei, if it was nitri so by a wolf, Rabbi Yudaine, not only by a lion, that goes without saying, but even by his aid. Rabbi Yudaine, we pass point of the if a Zayd was Dairis, a Behemodako, let's say a sheep, a goat, a lamb, so then even if it wasn't clawed by a lion, but by a Zayd, so it's straight. But the bull, only if it was clawed by light, then it's brave. Otherwise not. Trusa saneit be tadak, utrusa sagas be hagas. Now, what Netzis? So there is a Machlekes Hashem, what Netzis? What kind of a bird of prey Netzis? Whether it's a hawk or it's something else. So we'll not discuss it now. That is Dapsa Magimu, the Rashi and Netzis. Right. But if it is a big bird, So then only when it was nidres beifagas zaklau kol, then the Mishnah says zaklau kol shekom in komeo chayotay. The general guideline is anything that any magic or any chison, any organic defect, I say organic, to emphasize, organic in contrast to functional. You know, sometimes a behemoth is afflicted with a functional defect. A functional defect, not an organic defect. Not an organic thing. Then it's not treife. In order to be treife, there must be a chison nida. Chison nida. What kind of chison nida? Either naked, or shobu, or whatever it is, or nikra, or nitzat. There has to be a chison nida. That's an organic thing. But suppose the behemoth is afflicted with a functional defect, then it's not treife. So, but not every organic defect is matzah of the behemoth. Only that kind of an organic defect, on account of which it cannot do it. Alright, now let's see the last one. Eilu treife vibeine kol neked vimashu psukol lirogbo virubo. In its wheat, the major portion, the rog of the wheat of the windpipe, libischolei, it has to penetrate up to the hollow. V'im lo yigia lichol koton esef dikshir nivrashan nitzakachut chodei utreif vibeine shmuchutu. That's not important. Without a severance of the spinal cord, will not be much of a rain. Unless there will be a shvira in the rod ribs, in the ribs loys. Now I just want to mention, I have Bowden's book, but I don't recommend it to anybody. Bowden, I have nothing against Bowden, he's a very nice boy, but you can't expect Bowden to be a mining in Torah the way we expect every Jew to be imagined. He's a very nice boy, Bowden. He's a professor of zoology. I don't know whether he's still, I think he died. Anyway, he wrote that book, he's a goy. He wrote that book with the old Rav Levin from Neapolis. I think that Rav Levin was Nifter, I'm not sure. Don't mention it. But if he's living, hopefully he's living. So let him live at Visagel. I wish that he would live with him. But if he's still living, he's probably at least 108 years old. But my impression is that he was there about a year ago or 2 years ago. So he was at least 100. Maybe he's living. I don't know. Maybe I'm making a mistake. I'll be very happy to hear that I made a mistake. So he taught Professor Bowden. Professor Bowden, I know, died already. So, at least I heard it. So Professor Bowden, so he taught. I knew Arab Levin. He was in my father's house about 50 years ago. He was robbing Minneapolis in St. Paul, maybe, I don't know, for 60 years or there. But he functions after the last days. He functioned in full way. Over 100 years old, he functioned. Sure, I mean, every day, over 100 years old, sorry. So Rav Levin taught treifes to Dr. Bowden. He wanted to know treifes. And then Bowden, together with Harav Levine, wrote the translation, the kosher code of the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Torah. I mean, it has a value. But Bowden is a goy. I mean, what can you expect of him? He's not the minding at all. So, when the Gemara mentions something that undisputably implies that the Chazal knew certain things that scientists didn't know until the 20th century, so he has to admit, mining or not mining. Now, he has to admit that Chazal knew of the circulation of blood, even though Tum Salem didn't know about it until it was discovered by Harvey, I think, and then the ancient Greek philosophers and scientists like Aristotle and Hippocrates and Galen didn't know about it, but he has to admit that Chazal knew. But when it's a question of pshat in Gemara, according to one pshat, so it means that Chazal knew of one of the most recent things that was discovered maybe only 20 years ago, so then he is disposed, you know, to assume that Chazal didn't know, for example. So you have to be very careful if you want to use it. You know, it has a value because just the meaning of the words, you know, it has a value, but you have to be very careful in using it. I wouldn't recommend that the translation should be on every table in this marriage, because there are certain things that are repugnant. I have nothing against him, I mean, he cannot be condemned, he's a goy, I mean, why, you know, but it's not the kind of a sefer that I would buy for a mitzvah boy, I mean, so this kind of a sefer. So for example, in regard to Achinokit with Besas and Penis, so Dr. Katzenhausen says that Besas and Penis means the bronchial tubes. But Dr. Bolton doesn't agree with Dr. Katzenhausen. Why? Anything wrong with the definition? Because that would mean that the Chazal knew of the bronchial tubes when the ancient Greeks, Hippocrates and, you know, and Galen and Aristotle didn't know. So he says about, he mentions what Dr. Katzenhausen says. He says there is a tendency in many modern doctors, he means Jewish doctors, that's what he means, but he doesn't say it. So he says many modern doctors to attribute to the Talmud all the most recent scientific discoveries. Alright, so I don't recommend the use of it. But let's say you want to know what a certain word means, and if you have no way of finding it out, I have it in my house. But so then you can look it up. But don't think that everything that he says is Tiras Emes. I'm a little surprised that Harav Levine, so was a pine rod, so a European rod, that he allowed his name on the book. I mean, in other words, he's a co-author of the book. But all these remarks, the footnotes, you know, so I'm not Rav Levine's. How is it that he allowed, I don't know, that I don't accept. I mean, that's one of the ploying, I mean, here in America, that one cannot explain. But anyway, he was a fine rock. Rav Levine was a fine rock. And he taught him, of course, everything, I mean. He didn't know anything, I mean, without Rav Levine teaching. Alright, then. So, ושכולם פה חיים נקט ונתן סנטג יש את הרי שדם מדי אבו כי שחי תחיני איסו הקרס הפנימי במור מפורי שנתבוא עם משהו ובחיצין עוד מור מפורי זה לא קטנו לגעס עמדה כפורמה אלא על שקות משקות ומקרה של טבע בשיר אברהם לב רובה הם סס סינפייל דסדומייסס וביסה קיסי סית הקרס שקירים פנצו היא כל סית הקרס in other words it joins the keres, the first tamer, there's a second tamer. The korbis akeises, the hemp says, why the korbis akeises? Because it's shaped like a keva. So it's korbis akeises, like a cup. והם צריכים לחוב הבאים, יסוד יסוד וחיבור, כשאתם מדון בידי תמוזה, בידי תמוזה, ובאם תמשיך עם זה לזה, לסיר זה, והמחל נכנס, ובסעקיס אצלהם, שזמם זה קיבה, מה קיבה לדעקי, שנקבו חוב שנקת מרם בחוץ, שנקבו איזה או איזה, שאומרים בחיבור, להפוקה, שנקבו כמחיבור המשתי ניסיין, והנקת, בשתיל מסיע נקבים לכם חורש זה או חורש או זה so then it's protected so it's not real נוף הוא מן הגב לשוח אותו מיד he said לשוח אותו מיד because if it's שוע עצום מישראל it's שוע עצום מישראל so then if we are dedicated we don't find You see how he explains Rishki Borin? The Gemara is in the Dorsha of Rishki Borin. He said, this part of the rail, one Eber was detached from its place of juncture. They found it like this. Shalokh and Mishmi Sinai. The Gemara Oma, Shim Shuas and Israel, Zishok Tokshiro, the Adol Fishel Loyom Do, what was Shvatah tried. All of a sudden, they found it. He has a cap. There is the cloud. Kol shen kamiyo chayot reif. That's the guideline. Kol shen kamiyo chayot reif. So, what is from chayot, how long? 1 month? 3 months? 12 months? 5 years? 10 years? 50 years? So the Gemara says, kamiyo chayot means it is reif. So why do we say that in Shuas of Israel is Shokot Sheol? So it's inconsistent with the general guidelines of coaching, community, fire, all the shame and discussion. All the shame as discussion. So Rashi gives the Tere that calls this a chat Rashi. Coaching, community, fire, for is only a sinner. It's only a statistical thing. That will see it. It's not a sort of a portion. The question is, we Gemara says Reiter in Achai. We pass the Reiter in Achai. Is Chayu Achai or Shein Achai Loite? So what's the pshat? That the reason, of course, all the Reiter, the first Reiter are based upon Aloha Mishin Sinai. But Aloha Mishin Sinai itself is declaratory of the fact that it's in Achai. How can we know whether it's Chayu or not Chayu? Chayu or not Chayu? So, with the Kubul Nation, we see now which one is higher and which one is not higher. But the essential fact is the fact that it's in a high. And the Trestreites represent those markers that make the behemoth in a high. Oh, no. The Trest markers, it's not a fact, how many Trestreites we have here? Count them up. Because I wish it one, because I get us two, Nika Kumshalea three, Nika Kalish is probably four, Nishbara Shedre, Nishbara Kuchalo five, Nika Akonishayan and Klum, six, Hore Shemikvo, seven, Ulhaseiro, Shehosho, eight, Nikva Kebo, nine, Nikva Moro, ten, Nikva Dakin 11, Hacheres Hatmini Shemikvo 12, Nikva Refaseno 13, Hemse Shemika 14, Bisakiri Shemikvo 15, Nofon Naraga 16, Nishtabo Rizalisel 17, Drusa Savi, Orazei, Bidako 18, so you have 18. So you have 18. So these you trust traitors. These you trust traitors. Now, you have to remember these you trust traitors. You have to know it. These you trust traitors. You have to know which is grateful, which is not. So you have to remember. So, and all these prayers are in Ohio. So the question is the in Ohio the essential fact? Why are we grateful? Because they are in Ohio? Or no? They are grateful because our commission is in, I declare them as grateful. Period. Yes, higher, not higher, but different to the same. There is one man who says higher, and still they are faithful, but Ishmael says higher, and still they are faithful. So why are we faithful? Because Allah has declared them as faithful. And maybe it comes in the love of Basa Basa, the faithful is a higher. So even according to the man who says faithful, they are higher. That's only a statistical thing. It is sinner. In other words, cases of insulting. When tzisofit, where the Hindu is grateful, the Hindu is not grateful. There are many cases where we have a suffering. We don't know whether there is a nekef in the lung or there is no nekef in the lung. Well, now it's relatively simple, you know, to find out. With an X-ray, you can see whether there is a nekef in the internal organs or not. But suppose we don't have an X-ray, how can we know? How can we know? So in case of something grateful, we lock up the behemoth in place, and then if it survives for 12 months, so it's a riot that it wasn't a grateful. Because had it been a grateful, it wouldn't have survived. But suppose we know there is a nekef in the riot, then the Rashbo says, as many days and as many years as there is sand in the earth, first time, that's an expression, in the Rashbo. So in other words, so what we see, so the passion is that pray for Inochayo is only a statistical fact. It's a sinner. It's a sinner. The Horaye, in case of other pray for, even if it's Choytso, so it is still faithful. Now there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Marshal. The Rashbo says that faith in a chayot means that every faithful cannot survive for 12 months. The Marshal says faith in a chayot means that rough traitors cannot survive, but new traitors can survive. And the Rav Amiri also says that only rough, the regular thing is the him higher, but new traitors can survive for 12 months and more. But still the Amiri himself says, suppose he does survive for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, he still traitors. Why? Because the inner chayo is only simen. The question is, what is the simen? Well, the simen is every traitor is in a chayo, or the simen is that all traitors in a chayo. But the Rav Amiri and the Marshal say all traitors. The Rashbo and most Rishonim say all traitors cannot live for 12 months. There is one shite tchuyo that the Amiri mentioned. And of course, and the Amir rejects it. And apparently, I don't know what it is, because the Rashbo is very angry, very evident against those who say that if the other traitor was closed up in the place, and then we saw it survived for 12 months, so it's terrifying. Oh, the Rashbo is very evident against it. But, and the Miri also rejected, but he mentioned tradition. Of course, those that she did, whatever it is, the footnote by the Rabban Simcha said, the Oris Chaim, my impression was that the Oris Chaim was after the Miri. I don't know, I mean, so the Miri couldn't have reference to the Oris Chaim, so there must have been another who had the same figure. Tekhitech, whoever it was, assuming the reign of Chayot is the basis of such. Halacha Mishne Sinai is only declaratory which organic defects are Chayot and which organic defects are not Chayot. Alright, so the Mele, Rashi was bothered. Here the Mishnah says, Zahar Kol Shem Kamel Chayot Prey For. So that's the criterion. And here the Menorah says, He trusts and he's ready. He shocked the Shem. The Afal Pisha Loyam. What is it? So he says, no, you cannot ask any questions. Because Kol Zachal Koshin Kamil Chayot Prey For is only a sinet. But it's not an essential thing. Why is Nikach Kumish Omeyach Prey For? Because it's very Kodoha Mishin Sinai Prey For. Yes, Chayot, it's just a coincidence. It's a sinet. Just a coincidental sinet. That's a statistical. A statistical fact. A coincidental. It's not an essential fact. Some melee in regard to the treite of North Roman Agam, the local missions may declare that Imondo, so it's Sheol is Andre, and even Loyondo, the trust of Israelis, so it's Sheol if it has a big. No cash. So according to Rashi, we understand it. But the Ram and the Rashbo say something else about trust of Israel. I don't want to discuss it now because I want to cover something more. Right. Tower is a relation with you, a trade, and you want to polish my role. Do Sadiji, Chico, it's a funnel. Who matter where is the sale for the Dako? I will be gasoline out in the area, immediately to burn it. In other words, so why is Russo pray for? Because when the lion or the wolf claws, Russo means claws. So it claws the behene, so it thereby injects the venom with its claws. So the venom is not injected by the mouth. If an aviv bites a behene, so it's not fake. But many times if an aviv bites the behene, so the behene will die. Well, not a virus, so then it's made so. But suppose the aviv bites the behene, and the behene is alive. So then it's not fake. Only if it claws it. Closet. Yeah. So it's a punnel. With its claws, you know. So then it injects the eris, the venom, into the vein. Through the act of flowing. So Utrusadi Migaso, because she is that, and can so bad, I will consider the same Nikanami Gaso, but we pass him like a building. We pass like a building in both machines. In the doubt of Keres, Tachitzeni, so Adilo Tepa Batana de Rubo, and we passed here, we got it also, to Usa Sadil, the Black of Jude, to Sadil, the Dako, to Usa Sadil, the Gazo. Hanet is premier. The Ipadak, the Pale Mien, to Usa Gaz, Pistia. I don't know what. They Hagas appointed from the game, Zach Cloud, Morgan Forest, Asuya Mai, coaching to me of Hio Shalok, so Mako Shin, the Himo, the Queer, the Musso, Uyo. Omega Kinaloki, Renesley, pray for me not tail, I mean, I. I. What's my story, pray for me, Sahil? So there is a lot. Elo venes li trei po shin a chayo min a teo min a yin. Diktone si vid zeh klau. Ko shin a meo chayo trei po. Mi klau li trei po in a chayo. Mi lon lon. Mal zi rashi. U bosa baso de trei ve a gara fin ni da alme. Sa kosu pshio tso chus mu fitso sei. So even though we darshan from that pasuk, Bososh Kochin Shiyotso Chutzmo Chitzose is Oser, let's say Kochin Kali, that was taken out of Yerushalayim, or Kochi Kochi, that was taken out of the Azore, so it becomes Pasuk, and it's Oser. So, and that's implicit in the pasuk of Pasuk Basod and Kreikul Isachelo, but that does not negate that if it was torn, it was clawed by an Ari, by a lion. So it's great for its own. I mean, I will be for the Achilles, the Pushim is a pray for. I'll pray for in a Chayo. So Zeisachayo, according to the Tanakame, means Zeisachayo. Uman di Omar. Kreifa Chayo, Tzirah Shmuel said that Kreifa is Chayo. Nimalot. Umandoma Kreifa Chayo kam lupir ki nomgulei. To Rabbi Shmuel, while they have this kind of time, shall we show me? So, how does he know that Kreifa is Chayo? Kreifa is Chayo. The burden of proof is upon the one who says Treifa in a Chayo. But the one who says Treifa Chayo, he is not expected to prove it. I mean, why should we say that in a Chayo? Unless we find it out there, the possible from the Torah, or we find it out from empirical data. But like this, just to say Treifa in a Chayo, so what kind of a kashi is it? Man do ma skrif a chayim in ola. So Shin explained. Man, Bo, Ram, there explained it to me. It's the plain shot. Because if the Rabbonim say treif in a chayim, so they say it because they had a kabor. Or, assuming that they didn't have a kabor, the halapoch is on the basis of the empiricism. In other words, that they inspected, observed the hundreds and maybe thousands of traitors, and they saw that they don't survive for the basis. Otherwise, they wouldn't say it. Either they had a Kabbalah, or they had the remnants in the Torah, or the Cholapochet, empirical data. Otherwise, they wouldn't say it. So if the Rabbonim said, Treifa in a Chayo, they didn't extract it, you know, out of the sleeves. So they had a source for it. So why is one Tane chilek? Unless he has a moke, a raya from the Torah, kinek. So that's the kashi. What's the moke? If he has a raya from the Torah, kinek, yeah. So then we don't rely on the empirical data. Because then we can say, you know why these hundreds and thousands of behemoths who were traitors didn't survive 12 months? Because there was no doctor to give the medical treatment. So, when you don't administer medical treatment, so even a slight injury might cause that, you know. But if they have been treated by doctors, maybe they could have survived. So he could have survived. So he cannot rely on the empirical data. If he has a raya, a remes in the Torah, no such yes, he has. What's the remes? Because he assumes that the shot in Zeus Achayo, Ashtehu, not Zeus Chayo, Tehu, but Zeus Achayo Ashtehu. This is the kind of a Tehu Chayo that you're allowed to eat. And there is another tree for chayo that you are not allowed to eat. And there is another behemo chayo. And there is another behemo that can live, you're not allowed to eat. If it has, one of the trees. This is a chayo achel, chayo achel ha-shoyte. You're allowed to pray for chayo. So the yoch, chayo zeh is my own leg. Because otherwise, how does he know that that's the pshat? Because the zeis is superfluous. Why does the Torah say zeis achayos ashatev? If the kavanah is a pasuk had been that only a behemoth that can live, so you can eat. But the behemoth that cannot live, let's say you want to eat chasreifes, so it's destined to die within the beis chayesh, you cannot eat. So the Torah doesn't have to say Zeis Achayos Tehu. Achayos Tehu. Then we know, Achayos Tehu. Why Zeis Achayos? Achayos Tehu. The answer is, Zeis Achayos implies Zeis Achayos Tehu. V'yish Chaya Acheres Shelo Tehu. Otherwise, the Zeis is superfluous. V'yido Chay Zeis Tehu. But the Rabbonim say, the Chit is in Achayos. So the Torah could have said, "Hayo teichu." That would be consistent with the fact that teichu is in a chayo. So, I is not meaning boyalei or the coming of Mishmoel. The coming of Mishmoel is a chayah she teichu. The Amish of the people from the community, the hell of the nation. Vomam is this a chayo to this way teichu. Vidoch, but the Rabbonon applied coming of Mishmoel's pshat. And the who is the Yidoch, Rabbi Shmuel himself? So Namin would boil the tongue of Rabbi Shmuel. So how does he know that Rabbi is Chayim and Namin? Or is Rabbi Chayim in all way? Not to the Yidoch tongue of Rabbi Shmuel. Tongue of Rabbi Shmuel is another member of Rabbi Shmuel. In a Chayim and 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 Chayim Chay achel shifid av, shechay lo yitei chav. Chay shati rav, lechay lo yitei chav. Yud ches reifes, lav mitchokom bishtoe. Ela aloch alimation is sinai hei. Bisu leke, only these 18 enumerated in the Mishne. Voike basya, basya al yoshi. Now, the base is the creation of Behemo Shenechtechu Rakleo Yaakubo Lemayim Yaakubo Lemayim. So what does that mean? That means if the upper part of the hind leg, the Behemo, in English you see we call everything leg, but in the Gemara, so legs are called the hind legs, but the forelegs are called the dying, are like hands. Except that the man, you know, walks the hemoscopo, and the hemo does not walk the hemoscopo. So the forelegs are the counterpart of the human arms, and the hind legs are the counterpart of the human legs, So, let's say the lower part of the hind leg was cut off, the baby is not afraid. Because the lower part of the hind leg being cut off, the baby can live. But if the upper, the Akubul Mailo, is both knee, this start the hand legs are off, then it's paper, then it cannot be. Then it's paper. Now then, there's the base. So, the Samach is the abbreviation for Chisorin B'Shebre. Chisorin B'Shebre. In other words, Eve, according to Mesila, so according to Mesila, the Shebre, the spine, has many chulias and vertebrae. The chuli is a vertebrae in English. So if there is, according to Mesila, according to the Shammai, when is it a painful, only if two vertebrae are missing from the Shebre, then it's a painful. But suppose only one vertebrae is missing from the Shebre, it's not painful. It's not painful. But according to the Silel, even if one vertebra, even if one vertebra is missing from the Shebre, it's great. So we more machmiria the Silel in respect of greatness. But the same machlokes in Shaman the Silel is the machlokes in respect to Tumaseya. He messes in Tamidea. But the halacha is that only an undiminished shebre is tamidea. But if it's a reduced diminished shebre in the house, if you have an ale, a diminished shebre, if let's say a few vertebrae are missing in that shebre, so then it's not considered as a complete shebre. So the question is, what makes it into an incomplete shebre? According to the Shammai, only if it is missing two vertebrae, so it's an incomplete shebre, and it's toyam into masera. But suppose it is diminished by one vertebrae, it's still considered a complete shebre. So mele is mitami to Masiya. So mele is mitami to Masiya. So ligabe vis-a-vis to Masiya, bishama ya machmire, and bisil mitami. Because bisil say that if one vertebrae is missing in the shebre in the spine, it's not, it's an incomplete shebre, and it's not mitamit Masiya. It's not mitamit Masiya. So in other words, the ceiling is makir. The ceiling is makir. Even just one vertebrae is missing, so one can enter the area of that shebre that has one vertebrae missing. So it can, is allowed to enter that area that has one vertebrae missing. Whereas according to the Shammai, he's machmir. We tell the Kayan, no. If only one vertebrae was taken out from the Shebre, you cannot enter that area. You either love the right. Only if two vertebrae are taken out from the Shebre, then you'll be allowed. So, in the case of Tumaseel, the Shammai are machmiri and the Silah machili. But the same machlekes, the Gemara says, applies to faith. Because the halacha is that an incomplete shebre, the chisor in the shebre, that makes the shebre a reduced shebre, incomplete shebre, so then it's matter of the way. What makes the shebre an incomplete shebre? So according to the Shammai, only the missing, the removal of two vertebrae makes it into an incomplete shebre. And according to Mesilel, even the removal of one vertebrae makes it into an incomplete shebre. So vis-a-vis Tumaseel, Bishamai Rachmirin, and Bishilam Mekil, because according to Bishamai, if as long as they are not two vertebrae, taken out from the Shedre, so he came, he's not allowed to enter the air. And according, and the Islamic killing, as long as one vertebrae was taken out from the Shedre, so it's all right to enter the air. He's not allowed to touch it, or to move it, because even in Mashu, even a portion of the Shedre, so he's become a Magen, a Mas. So etzim kiseiro is mitame b'magen b'mas. But they are only a complete shedre. But when one vertebrae is missing, it's still a complete shedre. So shamaya machmir. They don't allow a king to enter that area. And the silamaker vis-a-vis treifes the beine is the other way around, because. When is it Tosha Bachile? Only if two vertebrae were taken out. But if one vertebrae was taken out, so then it's still a complete shedre, it's not Reife. And Bishilel say the Amachmir. So Bishilel say that even if one vertebrae was taken out from the shedre, so it's Reife in Tosha Bachile. Alright. There's the Sama. So, the Gimel means Gludo. Gludo means if the hide, the air of the behemoth was taken off. The whole air of the behemoth was taken off. So we see, I mean, that it's possible to remove the hide, the skin of the whole behemoth from the whole organism and still live. Because otherwise, so the child wouldn't come up. So, but it's perfect. That's the Gimel. And the Reish is an abbreviation for Haruso. Haruso means if the lung of the behemoth shrivels. Not that it's perforated. It's perforated. There's no neck. But it shrivels. It shrivels. If the behemoth suffers from tuberculosis, so in the final stages, so then the lung. Of course, many times when a person or a behemoth is afflicted with tuberculosis, so there are many preparations also. But sometimes you won't find them covered in the lungs. But it will be shriveled. It will be shriveled. So that's haruso. So that's the reish. Now, Shef Shmaitze, we have seven alochas of reish. Basgar is four. And Shef Shmaitze. So the Gemara on the page mentions all the seven alochas. They are the bottom. Oh, Zomar Rav Masne. Hai bukete atme vishok mi duchte treife. Bukete atme is the thigh bone. The thigh bone. And top. That's the place where the upper portion of the hind leg is joined to the hip. So they are to the goof. So there is a thigh bone. Suppose the thigh bone slipped from its socket, from its place, the thigh bone. So it's right. That's one of the seven alochas. The Omar Ochish Bapavish Mirab Lokshe Bechuliachas Reifo. If one kidney was bruised, it's right. And that's a very strange thing. That we can't just get a cash. It's all based on Allah, in Talmud Allah. If the whole kidney is taken out, it's not like, even if took both kidneys are taken out, it's not like. But if one kidney is bruised, not taken out, then it is like, in Talmud Allah, locks of the Goliachas Reife, Utnan, Nitalatchul Tshero, Nitalatchul Tshero, Tchum Nisplin, Holy spleen. I know, Dr. Bowden, I know, the pulpit, the mean spleen, those mean spleen. So we can say, everybody knows that holy spleen. Still a portion, like 2 times 2 is 4, but he's in pulpit. This doctor said that, and that doctor said that, so he said. But then it comes to the conclusion that it means spleen. But the whole pulpit mentions that. So, Nitra Tchum Shero. If the spleen was removed from the behemoth, through Chile, from Rabadita, from Hobbit, Lushan, and Limita, out of Lika Freya. It's also surprising. But it's the Allah that if the spleen is removed, it's Chile. But if it's pierced, perforated, then it's Freya. The Omar Rabbi Bachon of Ashmuel, Simonim Shemidal de Lubi, Ruban Treifo. Now you have the two Simonim of Shrike, the Veshek and the Galderas, the Safiges and the Windpipe, and they join each other. Suppose they were detached from the juncture, detached from each other, the Ruban, so uniformly one spot detached, not say, but if the Ruban, they were detached, so it's very good. The Yom Rabba Rashi Lomar Vasma Shmuel Nechatz HaLamiikho Treifo. If a rib, a single rib, was torn out from its source completely, not just broken, then only four of it were broken, but it was torn out from its source. Only a single rib is treifo. The Yodhira Shemalbis of Yerubah, if the Behemis coal was bruised in Ruba. So even though there is no penetrating nature in the Kumshomea, just bruised sometimes the skull might be bruised and there is no nature in the membrane. So it's right. Ubosrachi Besidakeres, the flesh that covers the riba keres, the rube is freifo, if that was torn, is freifo. So we have seven. Bukidatu shokmi duchte, the tie bound that slipped away from tzaket is one. Lokso b'chuliachas is two. And then nikavatru, the spleen was perforated, is three. Simonim Shindal de Ruban is four. Nekratzala Mikro is five. Gidele Shenelbus of Ruba is six. Bosar Achites Rita Keres that was torn. Berube is seven. Yeshat Shmanis. And these are over and above the frustrated, enumerated in the Mishnah. Enumerated in the Mishnah. So how is it? Like a way, keep past the option, right? Be shlain at the time of it only. Even though time of it only also, when you count up the market mentioned in the Mishnah, you get a total of 18. But if he say everything is 18, he doesn't say that. He mentioned certain markets, and it happens to be 18. But then he says at the end, Koshin Komiyo Chayo, the guideline is faithful. So in other words, the Bazgan is in Komiyo Chayo, if, let's say, the upper portion of the hind leg was removed from the behemoth, so it can survive for 12 months, so it's faithful. If it is a chisorin of one vertebra in the shedre of the behemoth, so it cannot survive for 12 months, so it's faithful. If the hide was removed from the whole organism of the behemoth, it cannot survive so very long, so it's faithful. If the lung shriveled, even though there is no naked, so it cannot survive very long, so it's faithful. And then she might say all these things. If it is, if the thigh bone is slipped away from its socket, so it cannot survive, and so on. So it's all the trefers. He doesn't say that only 18 trefers and that's all. But Tanakh of Shmuel mentions a number, and he implies that a number was mentioned in Dawah HaRishon Sinai. So that means these 18 and no more. But they are more than 18. Over and above the 18, we have 10 more. Vazgar is four, but you might say one of the, no, I mean, so, 4 and 7. 11. So we have 11 more. We have 11 more. We have 11 more. So we should have it on the Tomei Vishaya, is Tomei Vishaya. Since the Tamil Vidon spells out the nature of the matter, and he doesn't mention any longer. And then he says, there are clouds. So mainly all these additional ones are included in the guideline, the general guideline. As in the cloud, Tomei Vishaya, Tomei, is the Mishrim Tane, the Tomei Tone, Vishaya, as in the cloud. The 11 other additional ones are implicit and included in the general statement of the cloud. Elkan Rosh Mordom in Kostreites, Allah Hoshim Sinai Stol Dalton Kostreites. So, wait, Bisuleke, so you know he's explaining it. The Basga, the base, Beimash Nechach Rablon, Akubal Maila, Kreifa, that's the base. So the Gemara says, Sova Kerefshin Melozo, Doma Yechailo Yim Yichris Bin Yichris. Yechailo Yim Yichris Bin Yichris. Afal Gab Yechailo Yim Yichris. No, I say. So, in other words, the Talmud of Shmuel agrees with Rabshim Nalozo. Rabshim Nalozo says that the behemoth had the upper portion of the hind leg cut off, it's very bad. Why it can live very long? You have to just to burn it. You have to burn it, so then it will. What will be the purpose of burning it as opposed to preventing infection? That's probably the purpose. I mean, I don't know, but I suppose there's a purpose to prevent infection. So then it can survive. It can survive. So it's not raping. So but Shmuel agrees with Rashid Nalozov that Behemo Shmechtichu, Raglo, Ne'akubo Lemayo, above the knee, is Kshayot. So the Gemara is the Kashay. Aval Gav Yechil Yichil Yichil. Rabshim Nalozov himself, when he says it's Kshayo, because he agrees with the Rabbonah, the Trefor in a Chayo. So the guideline is Chayo, not Chayo. And then he says, why should we do it at all? You can burn out of the place and then it will survive. So it's higher, so it's not safe. But we are discussing that the Mishmoel. The Mishmoel holds every faith is high. And still it's faithful. Because our definition is seen, I said so. That it's so the fact that it's higher, it is, has no bearing. There's no significance. Because Nikaf Kum Shomeach and Nikaf and Nikvo Reo is also Chayo, and still it's Reo. So what kind of a Reo is it? The Knecht Choragon, Akutel and Mayo is Reo because it can live? Yeah, all other things can live too and still that thing. So, Man Kolo Tandu Yishmoel, Tandu Yishmoel, Reo Chayo Tiro. Elo Sobo Lo Kratchim Meloza, Doma Kshayo. In other words, the Tandu Yishmoel agrees with Kratchim Meloza, but Lav Mitanei, Kratchim Meloza says, that it's not a trefor because you can burn out the spot and make a live, enable the behemoth to live. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's not a relevant term. But you have to still agree with the aloha of Rabbi Shmuel. For a different reason. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, behemoth shnechtro adlon, akubo mayo, was not listed in the law of Mishnah Sinai, as simple as that. That's why, according to Rav Shimon Elozo, the reason is why it's Kero, because it can live. This, according to Rav Shmuel, is not relevant. But why is it Kero? Because it was not included in the Yitres Kreifes of the law of Mishnah Sinai. The Soba, what Rav Shimon Elozo makes So that's the summer. That's the summer. Die Omar hat wieder mal Schmuel, die Chayn, die Treifa. So, so halt von Schmuel selig ihn. So, there is one thing. Oh, you declare us at first, no. Hemse, so be that case. Iko chashvus lo bitarte, chashvino bichode. Because you counted up. You counted up 18 in the mission. And then there is one more. So how can Shmuel say 18? But so there is 19. The answer is true. Dawachon Mishin Sinai mentions 18. But hence it's a case on account of the fact that they are joined together. So Mela are considered as one. Are considered as one. The particular and the amazes are considered like one of. I mean, that's a question of semantics. I mean, that's not any substantive about any substantive question. So that's considered as one. So in the Mishneh, altogether we have 17. And then we have an 18th one that he saw in the Shepherd. So we have 18. Chazutal HaNuchot, Abichot HaBayuchot. So we have 18. Vohikot Udo. So he's still at 90. So we can make the march here. That may hold that the behemoth from which the height was removed is Kshema. So Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rameya for Yikachuso, the long shrivel. So we still have 19 and 19th one. So it's more mankot on the law. The Mishnah mentions more. So the Mishnah mentions more, Shenikho, in other words, the gold blood I was brought to it. But the Rabbonon of the Rabbi says that if the gold blood is perforated, it's right. But the Rabbonon of the Rabbi says,